and beginning with the cookie this Sunday at lunch for pancakes, the 23rd of March, 75. Channel 1 right, beginning visit with Cookie this Sunday at lunch for pancakes, this 23rd of March, 75. Channel 1 right, beginning visit with Cookie this Sunday at lunch for pancakes, 23rd of March, 75.
People came down and wanted to buy my rototiller. I asked them 100 $100 for it, and they like that mouth. Well, they take a damn thing or leave it. They don't make any difference to me.
Well, it's one thing to think it and another thing to tell
it. I could just take the damn thing or leave it.
So they left it?
Yeah, they left it. They wanted to buy it for $40.
Yes.
Fine. No. I told them before I'd take $40 for it, I'd let it sit right there and rust till it fell in the ground.
You can't get this thing for $40.
Go. You can buy a used lawnmower for $40.
No. You can't even buy one that broke down, I guess. Your folks left you. Left the cupboard bare? Famous saying?
They left Friday night, 8:30. And I'm going to tell you the damn truth. Now, this is the truth, and I can prove it to you. It's right up there. My gosh, you don't have to take my word for it. You can just go look. There ain't a damn thing to eat in that house, only what I put in there. I bought a dozen eggs and found a bacon and a jar of jelly. And that ain't half of it. My gosh, they didn't even leave a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom.
They lived it out, didn't they?
They cleaned house.
I can't see how many ounces that is, but it cost 75 cents.
Well, I got a 10-ounce jar of grape jelly.
That about this high?
No. No. About half that big. Cost me 75 cents, and it's right there. You can go.
How many ounces?
10.
10 ounces. Well, that's 18. Hell, yeah, that's almost fine.
Yeah.
Well, they really got you.
I'm telling you, they cleaned my plow, and I just stand there holding the house. Well, nothing I could do, because everything else was closed up.
Oh, yeah.
We
got
the little
minute marker. Yeah. And,
I didn't know they were that rough.
12 ounces of bacon was $1.09. A dozen of eggs was 90 cents.
Bread.
Now, they left me a half a loaf of bread and a half a box of soda crackers. Not even a drop of milk for my coffee cream.
I don't know how they cleaned it.
But now, that is the truth.
They really had you in mind, didn't they?
They wasn't thinking about me a bit more than nothing in the world.
Well, that don't sound like all them cookie choices.
Yeah,
no, they have changed.
That's true.
They were going on a trip, couldn't they? They got excited.
Well, damn, I didn't have to take everything. Heck, right. When I go on a trip, I don't clean house. I just grab my other pair of pants and go.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they were stirring up coffee in the bottom of the jar for 3 cups. Well, that don't get me started in the morning. 3 cups of coffee, no. I'll sit there and drink a half a dozen cups before I ever move, hardly.
Well, let me tell you, they left Friday night.
They left Friday night.
Well, Friday is your shopping day.
Friday or Saturday.
Well, you see, they didn't shop.
Well, damn, they could even, at least they could done with, went down to the store and got a dozen of eggs and a pound of bacon and left it there for me to fix.
No, they just skipped that shopping day.
Well, they didn't really remind me when I skip picking out a little bit of change every other morning. Forget that. Boy, I'm telling you what, money ain't worth a nickel anymore. A dollar ain't worth a nickel.
No. It's discouraging to even think about it. Kevin, 99 cent fee tells me how much something costs, and I'm sorry to hear it. But say, you fix them up on the trip.
Yeah. Damn, I'm gonna have them work like some gun all day Friday. I didn't look up. I went and bought a new radiator for the truck. $75. I went and bought I got an oil filter. I changed oil in it. I put new transmission lines on it. I put new shocks on the back. New anchor bolts for the rear end to hold it down. And painted the truck Wednesday. Painted the truck Wednesday.
Painted.
Were
you
sprayed?
Yeah. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I fixed the popper on the back. Fixed the bed in there. Helped them fix the bed in there. And then the sink if they were off and not leave a goddamn bite in the house.
Three spoonfuls of
coffee.
Instant coffee.
And they know that it takes a pot to get me started of a morning.
It didn't even leave you enough to get started of a morning.
No.
you had to go to market before you could get started.
I had to go down to the store and buy me some coffee before I could even get started with it. Goes up to the top of the cab. Well, it goes up maybe all 5 or 6 inches above the top of the cab.
You can sit in it, but you can't stand.
That's right. I don't want one of them top-headed things. You know, anything goes way up there? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they call for a special truck.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got one of them.
I was down at the hospital in Miami when I had that eye trouble. And the fella in the room with me was called Camber John. He went all over the United States. Camber. And he come by up here. I was so intrigued. He stopped by up here. And he had a special Ford body for it.
Yes. Yeah.
And he paid for it.
Yeah.
And then he had all the attachments on that little travel camper. Went on there, fully equipped.
Yeah.
Fully equipped. He had everything.
Ah.
He had a whole house and lot in that truck.
Yeah. Well, I may have traded for another truck last night. I don't know. Another pickup.
'56.
No, '70 model.
On the phone.
Yeah. I saw it at the distance. Never heard it run. Never grew.
Goodbye?
I think I traded first.
What do you want, a horse?
No, he wanted to get out from under payment. No, a little over $500 on it. 70 model. And I had no piece of junk up there. I told him I'd trade it.
About that communist mayor.
Oh, I done forgot about her. I'm thinking about another.
You won't forget about her for some time, because she's a too pretty horse. Debbie thought she was a beauty.
She was. She wasn't nobody's fool.
She, how is she marked?
How was she marked?
Yeah.
She was just a buckskin mare with a black streak down, a dark streak down her back, and black mane and tail.
Black mane and tail.
That's right. Had a scar in her forehead.
Yeah.
And no other markings.
That's about as nice marking as she could have.
That's right.
Black mane and tail. That really.
That just tipped it off, see?
Yeah.
That's something special.
Yeah.
Or a buckskin.
Now, she's a burden.
Does the buckskin come a little premium?
They're hard to find.
Generally speaking, they're just a little premium.
They're hard to find.
Well, I wish I'd seen it.
Well, you don't get around enough. I tell you something. I'd give $200 for the mare. I could have made 85 right quick in Jacksonville. But I wasn't going to do that. I went in there with a determination of getting $400, but I was going to bring her back. And by damn, I did.
Well, you've been offered more than you offered up there. No, you wasn't offered.
I asked a man 300 at home, and he said, well, she's worth 300. But he didn't show me no long green.
But he didn't try to beat you down.
He didn't try to chew me down, no. He said she's worth 300.
Well.
So, I brought her back, and I got $440 out of it.
But you had a pretty weak feeling on the way home, after you hadn't.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I was kind of low because my other horse didn't do what he ought to have done. But I didn't lose no money. I didn't lose no money.
But as you say, he topped the sale, and that picked you up right smart, I guess.
Yeah, I topped the sale. And that's something for a little old country boy like me.
Had a little tax stroke.
That's right, and he had a raised 2-quarter mare in there, 6 years old. He sold her last year, for $650.
And?
She bought 165 in Jacksonville Market.
By hell, that old blind horse goes up there. I almost done that.
Yeah.
You
didn't
want to buy it, what
did
you call
him? Moonlight.
Huh?
Moonlight.
The one you sold? No, the one you sold. He wouldn't go in somewhere. The one you sold was a sad night.
Oh. He was just a rinky dink, that's all there was to it.
He's just hard headed.
Yeah, so. If he wanted to load the truck, all right. If he didn't, there wasn't enough horses and cows in the country to get him in there.
Yeah.
He didn't do it and win.
Something else I think Debbie said was peculiar about him. He didn't want to go in somewhere else.
He didn't want to ride with a bit in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Had to use that halter.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Gentlemen.
He'd rear up if he put a bit in his mouth. But I put a bit in his mouth and had him rode right there in the ring, and he sold. I got out from under the hammer, and that's a I was going anyway, so.
That was a relief.
That was a big relief.
You get caught with him?
Well, I give $135 for him over the telephone. And I go pick him up and I take him to market and get $141.
Yeah. You also get some of that double talk from him.
My gosh, that's fast.
Say you don't tell. Are you? Well, what do you know?
They made some scratch too.
She's on the ball this morning, guy. My goodness.
They're not anything out of a ready mix.
I'm sorry, I had breakfast.
I'm gonna give you one.
Yeah. Well, get buttered up over there.
Dad's place, his deal on his farm fell through with the guy.
Well, I'm glad.
You know, you gotta be glad.
Oh, that's his life. Now, you understand, I'm just speaking from home side.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not wishing anybody any bad luck. I could get ready and have everything packed to see, and I could pick up some little travel trailer, and I'd just be sitting here with that same travel trailer.
You got to catch them when they're ready now.
Let me tell you. remember the last contact we had with Nicky? Nick? I'm talking about Nick Eschbach, Molly's friend.
Yeah?
You remember the last contact? It was that last summer he spent at Swanee. And he got me, he was going to come down here and farm that summer, make hay.
Yeah?
And he got me to put fertilizer out. And I had enough fertilizer over in that farm pasture over there to grass. Hi, good morning. Kept saying he'd be down here. Kept saying he'd be down here. He said that all summer. And he never did get down here. He got all tied up. He had an accident in his car. And then other things happened to him that he has had a girlfriend or something like that. Now, let me tell you something. The truth hasn't been in him since then. He tells you the same thing over and over. He gonna be there, but he ain't ever there. Now, what happens to a young fella like that? He's not obligated, you know. He don't have to. He don't owe me anything.
The bad news, you wouldn't have none, would you? Like me, if it wasn't bad luck, I wouldn't have much. But Mama, that's enough. You take now Mama and Daddy. They have so damn much company.
You go up there on weekends and you can take everybody's picture.
That's right. You can take the whole damn community's picture. Yeah. You can take the whole community's picture.
Got a knife.
I got one. Yeah. We missed a good session the other day, guy, up there.
Coming back?
No. Up in the country, up at Dad's. We missed a good session.
Oh, yeah.
Ted and Junior had to go buy a bunch of hay.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. And Daddy, they had to go and ask Daddy to haul the damn stuff for them. I know, now that would have been something.
That would have been something. Wouldn't that have been something?
Now, if he'd just been a mouse and ball and got that conversation down, gosh, he was right. Wow, you could have wrote 4 books on that. Daddy right now. Now, if it had just done what I told him to do last summer. You see, they lost a lot of their hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it down, the dang stuff laid there and rotted around the ground.
I didn't check it. That day we walked over the hill, and your daddy had that, he hurt his hand, and he couldn't help it. Had it all wrapped up, you know.
Huh?
What did he do to that? It didn't last long. But it was mean there for a little while. We walked over there, and they was raking the baby in the hay. And it didn't even have a smell to it. It had been wet, you see.
Yeah.
Laid out there. Well, they had a bad season.
No, they wouldn't listen to nobody. See, they cut Dad's throat when he got ready to cut his grass.
Yeah.
Daddy got ready to cut. Dad's ready to cut. Happens all the time.
More cookies?
No, I got plenty right here.
It's gonna be all you're gonna need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's messy.
Now I've got things just about figured out, sir.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I mean for you. I've just about got things figured out for you. You take now. Go up there and have your own place of business.
Yeah. On headquarters.
Or get out there and visit with them a little bit of a morning while they're eating their breakfast.
Yeah.
And forget about them. Yeah. Just get on out. Stay out of their hair. Then after the news is off at night, get in there and get started another station.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, that's been my fault all along. I'm too eager. I push things.
You got to go, and you can't do it in no week or 10 days. You're going to have to go up there, and it's going to take you 2 or 3 weeks to get what you want.
That's right.
You can't go up there and get it in 1 week.
No, you can't push it.
Yeah.
But now, if you do like I say...
That's right.
Everything, it won't irritate Mama, see?
Yeah.
You won't be under her feet.
You know, I hate to miss her. I didn't realize just how nice things are that she says until I got home and worked. You see, I spent a couple of weeks on that supper session. And it turned, I never had anything like that before, I told you about that.
Yeah.
And she came in that all the time. She was very quiet. And, that was one of the finest sessions I've had. Don't you know, he kept talking. And the last thing, he was walking out to go up there and feed, Umatilla, was her name? The cow and
Imogene.
And he'd stop and tell us another thing. The last thing he told, you remember that? Told him about going up to Morgantown and baiting them professors up there.
Yeah.
Who were getting all the Social Security and he wasn't getting all in it. That was quite a trip they had.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get to stay together. Here they put Mama in one cottage way over the way and Daddy in one way over here and they took her clothes in the same suitcase.
I remember that.
Now, here's the thing that these people who talk about the invasion of privacy, that they'd have a hard time understanding. But the finest thing about all that coffee is that it's so damn good-natured. Now, whose privacy is that invading? Would you tell me that? I don't give a damn how much they went up there and how much they talked. That's all right with me. You see, what you might say in content,
Don't matter much.
It is so good nature. You simply can't get around it. It's just contagious. And the thing about it, I could sit down a little bit. I could sit more when I was looking at the tape. Your daddy was sitting there just ready to take me on the time. He just... he was just waiting for the chance.
Well, I see. I'm going to tell you. You can keep things going up there if you let him clean your plow once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
You've got to let him clean it.
Oh, he's going to do it, yeah.
Then that gives him energy. That's right. That gives him energy. It does him good to get the best of somebody once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to keep him from it. He looks at you with that wicked look, you know. You know he lands for you. We'd run up there to Speed Tom, give him a little land on, visit with him. And we turned back around, and he just happened to see that mailbox. He said to me, he said, that's the last time he got asked. He'd come down and shot up his mailbox. He said he'd put in five or
that's
some
right.
Such number as that.
Your mother probably
just fine. It teared her up. Now, she tore up now. It wouldn't do to go up her right now.
I guess he'd like to have it over.
Yeah, but it wouldn't do to go up her right now. No.
Cookie, there's a little, 12-footer.
You sure? You through?
I've got all that, yeah.
Out at that, place on the Water Road on the left, if you go
down,
out.
You're getting some more coffee.
That's that big place time. Where they have the,
Carefree Camper.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we got to talking about this last trip, this Easter trip, I went out there. And that's the best place I've been. They've got a half a dozen that they've taken in.
Yeah.
And they got them. They got one. They got the bluegrass. Bluegrass, some sort of gospel. And it's got everything in it. And the... I think it's call it a 15-footer, but the box is about 12-foot.
Yeah.
And it's big enough. And they wanted $1,000. And I just wished you'd been there, you see. If you didn't use it to go up yonder, you could use that for a lot of things. And you see, you could out-trade me so much. And then you know more what you're buying than I do. You wouldn't get one unless it pulled right. And I wouldn't know whether it pulled right until I took it to the next, you see. And they had several of them.
Well, I'm hoping to get things squared around where I can maneuver just a little bit. I got so many jobs started, I can't do nothing but get them off my mind.
You see, the camper in the trailer won't work because you've got to be able to stand up and walk around in it and sit down at a table.
Yeah.
So that will be the smallest one you can handle. All you need is the room to move around. Walk to just turn around.
Well, you take that little one we had while we was up there.
Just as good as any.
That's right.
If I had just had the sense. If I had just had the judgment, you see, I had absolutely no judgment on the whole trip. It had the one thing that I wanted, and that's visibility.
That's right.
I haven't seen another one. I never saw one before, and I haven't seen one since.
I'm going to call my brother tonight and see if he's still got that. He'll know, because he works right with my brother, see. I'm going to make him an offer on the telephone if you want me to.
Okay.
$500 cash money when we get there.
If he hadn't got it, the man that got it probably through with it for now.
More likely.
People don't, you know, they pass. They don't, you see, they don't use them.
Well, getting back to Nick. What did he ever do with that colt he took from here?
He sold it. Eventually. Kept it a long time. But now just what he did with it, I don't know. But you know what, Cookie? Molly has such a beautiful colt. It's a shame not to keep her bred because we ain't using her, you see.
That's right.
I mean, bred to one of them good horses out there. All you'd have to do is
I didn't get bread for nothing.
Well, you didn't pay anything for it. You didn't pay for this or that kind.
I'd get one out of a good quarter horse.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best.
We ought to do it. She has to. I think that's one reason she rides stiff. I don't think they ever rode her much. I think they just kept her out. How old is she?
She's about 15, 16.
Well, she's healthy.
Yes, yeah, she'll have another. She'll raise another colt. Two, three, four more. If you want her bred, I'll take her. I'll get her bred.
She ought to be. How long do they stay in heat?
About 3 days.
Yeah. Don't I let you know?
Yeah. When she comes in, let me know. I'll take her to Jack Stokes and get her bred. For that good horse of his.
Well, that was right. Nice little free pass. Makes your stomach feel good to have a little food.
What's Barbara doing today? Is she still here?
Why don't you go down and call her? She has been out since she got that flu. They go down there, taking the name. That's about it. She was calling for a man.
I like to find out about that horse. Heck, I need to sell him now.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You know how much feet I bought for that son of a gun?
Well, you've been over, you've brought a whole lot of sacks of feet.
I bought over $80 worth of feet for son of a gun.
I am dead in a long time, and I just turned my ear in this grass.
Yeah, I put over $80 worth of feet in here, that's all. I need down here too, I mean. But
Debbie is learning. She's doing better on this recording.
He wants to go with me next time I go to Jacksonville.
Does he?
Yeah.
She got acquainted out there and she don't know what's going on.
That's right. See, I took Sarah with her the last trip, and boy, they just had a ball now. Me and Sarah and Debbie went.
Yeah.
Well, she was more at ease, she was more relaxed. She just fell right on in with whatever was going on. Well, Sarah had been around her quite a bit, and she knew her way around, see.
I didn't realize Sarah had been around that much.
Oh, yes, my fella. That girl. She told her mama, no. She told Harriet Ann. There was a guy on her one day about her restricted license. See, she got a restricted license now. And there was a guy on her one day about going with me so much, and so forth. And she told him, she said, now you first to talk all you want to. I'm going with Daddy, and I'm going to learn to drive that truck. I'm going to turn loose with it one day. But I don't want to interfere while she's taking driver's education. I'm not going to let her drive nothing. I'm not going to tell her nothing. I don't want to interfere because I'll keep her confused.
Yeah.
After she gets her driver's license, I'm going to turn her loose. That big truck, I'm going to let her learn to drive it. If she wrecks it and tears it all to pieces, I'll fix it up.
Yeah.
She's going to learn to drive. She got the determination and she'll do it. I've asked her to go.
I'm telling you. Let me tell you. When you started talking about taking Debbie to the horse auction, I didn't say anything. But I thought that's a damn foolish idea I ever heard, because Debbie ain't going. But you see, I've got to the point where I never know what's going to happen, what the end result is going to be. I just give up. I just can't do it. Now, Christmas, we spent all that time up there in East Tennessee, and of all things, we went up there to that puny East Tennessee climate, and it cured Faye's, she was anemic, and it cured her shoulder, and it cured my knee. We ain't complained since. People come to Florida to get cured, you see, of things like that. Well, now, that's just piece of way I can call it play anymore. Everything. Never right anymore. So, you just keep after us. You keep it open. My God. This second one is a whole lot better.
Well, she was more relaxed.
Yeah.
I was uptight that first time.
Yeah.
Man, I was tighter than a banjo string.
Yeah.
See, I spent a bunch of money the other day.
Yeah. That's right. You was on the make.
I was high man.
Yeah.
I bought more horses than the killer man did that day.
Yeah. That's right. That's bound to make a difference. Yes, sir.
That was quite an experience. Well, I'd have to go down and see Barbara a minute.
Go down and see her.
And unload my feed.
Why you got time? I'm in a hurry.
Got to go and finish my little job over the trailer. Started.
Job with the trailer?
Yeah. Putting the sewer in. Got my pipe and my drum and everything over there. I'm going to put it in this afternoon.
Well, let me tell you, I come back here.
And, of course, I got some friends that they want to get out away from everything for a couple of 3 days. And they're large friends. They're from Jacksonville. They want to get away from something for a couple of 3 days. I told them I didn't know of any place that they'd be more enjoyable than coming down there at that corner down there and just make herself a home for 2 or 3 days, get away from everybody.
Do you remember that little bird that sang so much when we sat up on the porch there?
At the dead? Yeah.
Right there across the road from you. We just heard him. We call him Burl Cook.
Sure enough.
I don't know what he is. But you can't miss him. Once you hear him, you can't miss him.
I got one of my little mares back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got her back. She's up in that Hawthorne.
You know, you're about as bad shape as I am. It's hard for everybody to leave up that one time.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, everybody was gone across the way there. Everybody was gone.
On the beach?
Yeah, there wasn't a damn soul there. I figured they was going to the beach because I saw them put their surfboards on top of their wagons last night, you know.
Yeah.
And I figured they would be going to be gone to the beach.
Yeah.
And they'll be gone for probably tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
Or maybe, hell, they may stay all week. Because them hippies, you know, they don't care where they lay their head.
Yeah.
They may be gone all week.
Hippies and the rednecks.
Yeah. I told them, I said 20 girls there, but yeah, I guess they're 18, 19 years old, just out of high school, get ready to start college. They wanted to get away from everything for a few days. Away from everybody. They didn't want no damn company. They want to get out by themselves and camp out and just have a good time for 2, 3, 4 days. I said, you can go down in that trailer and say, it's going to cost you a dime. They was going to go to the Camp Blandon and rent a cabin for $28 a night. And then poor girls ain't got that kind of money. Just getting out of high school. It might draw a little bit of interest. Some other places right here.
Yeah.
By them coming here and seeing what's going on. You may never see them.
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee you they'll tell me just about what's going on.
Oh, I see.
You may never see them.
Yeah.
I told them I could ride my horses. They could. I didn't want nobody else ride. And I said, that just sounds like a place for us to go and really enjoy ourselves for 2 or 3 days. So I'm going to put that drain in over there, and give them the key to the door, and if they want to go fishing, they go down here on his leg and fish.
Yeah.
they want to ride horses, they can catch the horses and ride them. If they want to lay out in the sun, they can get out there behind the bushes and lay out in the sun all they want to. They ain't nobody, ain't going to hurt nobody. That's right. And I talked to them last night. And I told them I'd get put in today. So, I want to get fixed and cleaned up a little bit for them. Fixed up, you know. They're nice girls, aren't they?
Your neighbor over there might give you a little hand on that too.
He might, if he's there. I didn't see him a while ago when I come in now. But,
a lot of times you see him out there sitting back.
Yeah. I got to thinking about it. Now see, they're gonna go to college. They're gonna start college next week. They're starting next week. And like I say, it may draw interest to a lot of people may be interested in coming out here and maybe doing something.
Who get in on the right foot this time, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's someone will come out here that'll do you some good.
Yeah.
And you're right. So, well, you never know.
As long as you got a few contacts out, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
but Laura went to school with these two girls.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Laura and Frank both. This is nice they can be. And oh, they think the world of me. They're twins. Twin girls. When they stick together just like that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Like those other Pennsylvania mayors.
Yeah.
I never saw anything stick together tighter than those two. They put their nose right down in the same box.
Is Bobby using the spotter now?
I think so. I've seen her up here.
I saw her back over on the field before I go. That back past you. Well, let me go down and check Barbara.
Yeah, go down and check it right before you get in a hurry.
See what she's got on her mind.
Yeah. That'll run right around 1500 and end the visit with Cookie. This had lunch with pancakes. This about this whole damn reel. What in the world happened? This Sunday, the 23rd of March, 75. This Sunday, the 23rd of March, 75.